You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Friday, April the 7th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a seven-race programme at Dundalk, beginning with a two-year-old contest at 5.55 and ending with a competitive-looking handicap over a mile and a quarter at 8.55. Plenty of decent action in between, lots of good handicaps and maidens alike, so hopefully we can have a decent night here tonight at Ireland's only all-weather venue. As stated, we begin with a competitive-looking two-year-old contest at 5.55. Several of these have already had a run at Siruchi. She was a good second here on her only start to a decent, well-backed Dermot Weld runner. But the two that I quite like here against her are Royal Diplomat and My Silver Nails. And they both took part in the first turf two-year-old contest at Nace 12 days ago, finishing second and fourth respectively behind Moonlight Bay. On that occasion, I thought Malcolm Mulvaney's My Silver Nails shaped really promisingly. She showed bright speed throughout until just getting caught out on the very heavy ground. I think tonight these conditions will suit her a good deal better. Nicely drawn in stall three, I'd expect My Silver Nails to be somewhere there or thereabouts at the finish. And around about 5-1 this morning, she looks a fairly safe each way investment.
Race two.
On to race number two then, which is the 6.25. Plenty of these know each other on first name terms here. Indeed, four of them clashed the other day when they finished behind Primo Uno in what turned out to be a very strongly run affair. So there's not a great deal to choose between the likes of Go-Kart, Strategic Force and One Over You. And on this occasion, I'm going to go with One Over You, largely due to the fact that she's got a really good stall position for her run style. She does like to go forward, so obviously track one will enable her to get hopefully a good break round the inside, save a bit of ground and be first to strike down the home straight. Generally speaking, she's been a model of consistency throughout the winter and she's managed to win a couple of races, and on the few occasions where she's got beat, it has been a combination of bad draw and six furlongs which has caught her out. So under her optimum conditions tonight, I'd expect One Over You to run a huge race in race number two.
Race number three.
On to the third race then, and we get on to a really competitive two-mile handicap. Not many of these have got course and distance form, and neither has my selection either, Repair Mom, but I've got every hope that Thomas Mullins' in-form filly will stay the extra four furlongs. She was really impressive coming from the back of the field here 7 days ago. In fact, she only had one horse behind her turning into the home straight. She mowed her field down in the style of a horse that has got plenty of stamina, and she actually showed quite a nice turn of foot into the bargain as well. Sean Davies, who rode on that occasion, gets on really well with his filly, and in a race that doesn't sort of have too many obvious improvers in it, I think he's definitely one of them. So Repairmon, quite a confident choice there of getting the trip in the 6.55.
Race four.
On to race number four then, which is a mile maiden. All eyes here will be on Zabalan, who made a quite encouraging start to his career at the Curra back in May. We haven't seen him since, so he's obviously had one or two issues, but the form of that race couldn't have worked out any better. Loads of winners in behind, including Big Country, who now, of course, is in the care of Michael Appleby, and won a very competitive handicap at Kempton the other day. And Zabalan, given that the way it finished off its race and on its breeding, should appreciate a little bit more time and further with the more times it races. However, I do think Nivo represents a decent each-way alternative from the Tracy Collins stable. Now, this horse has had a couple of runs under her belt. First of all, behind Heartful back in February. Then improved upon that to chase home Robe of Honour in a bit of a wild finish here last time out. Only just went down by her nose. And that form would certainly be good enough to see this horse finish in the first three at the very least here tonight. Available back around about 5-6 to 1 this morning. Again, that does look a very tempting each way bet, particularly as she's been handed the inside stall.
Race 5.
On to race number 5 then, and again we've got another competitive handicap over a mile. The two that clashed here early on in the season, Lockhorns once again in the shape of Elusive Approach and Tennessee Waltz. On that occasion, Tennessee Waltz came out on top, and I've got a sneaky feeling that David Marnane's Charge can do the same again, even though Jim Bolger's filly has gone on to win subsequently here last week. Tennessee Waltz, he's also been going forward in a bit of a rush. He finished second on his next start, and then he managed to win here last time out, went back up to his optimum distance. He came from quite a bit back on that occasion. To suggest, with a little bit more of a forward ride tonight from stall one, he should find life a little bit more easier to run his prey down in the home straight. So the informed Tennessee Waltz is the choice in race number 5.
Race number 6.
On to the penultimate contest, which is a mile and a half handicap. Plenty of these know each other on first name terms. And all eyes here will be on Legetti, no doubt, from the inform Joseph O'Brien style. But this horse has certainly risen through the ranks since he's been up to him trip. And although he's got beaten on his last two starts in finishing second, you could put that down to the fact that he's been drawn badly on each occasion. He's actually done really well to finish as close up as he did. Better drawn here tonight with the cheek pieces on for the first time. You'd certainly expect a big run here from Legetti. But however, I do think Specific Gravity shouldn't be overlooked at his much bigger odds. Predictably, he was disappointing last time out on turf. He doesn't really like soft or heavy ground nowadays, so that was a little bit of a mistake running him there. But if you go back to his run the time before, when he was really impressive over tonight's mile and a half trip, then he would obviously have a major chance of bouncing back to form. Indeed, he had quite a few of these who reopposed tonight in behind him. The likes of Udigo, Political Policy and Catchy Lass were in behind him. What was a very competitive and well-run handicap. He's drawn in stall one tonight. He's got good speed figures next to his name. And at 10-1, Specific Gravity represents the each-way value there in race number 6.
And the final race.
On to the final contest then, which is a mile and a quarter handicap. Cabaret is certainly the pick of this lot ability-wise. He finally got his head in front after a series of good placed efforts back early on in the winter, with a resounding success here on the 16th of March when he got up in the latter stages to beat Settle for Red. Certainly his run style suggests that he will get the trip, but until he runs over a mile and a quarter, we don't actually know for certain. So with that in mind, I'll probably just pass him over in the shape of Tamasek Star, who's been a model of consistency for the Anthony McCann stable in recent times. Although he hasn't got his head in front for a while since he left Mickey Halford Yard, he's been there or thereabouts knocking at the door, as he was here last time out when he was third behind Repair Mon. Obviously, we get a chance to look at that form as Thomas Mullins' filly runs on early in the night. But providing Repair Mon runs well as predicted, then the form should be franked in time for Tamasek Star to line up here in the final race. Nicely drawn, a course and distance winner twice over. I certainly expect Tamasek Star to be somewhere there or thereabouts in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Please do tune in again for Nace on Sunday, when we're going to have a look at a 7-race flat card there. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.